This is GQDN for October the 18th, 2022. In today's news, we talk about plushies, controllers, and something that is super early. Okay. Anyway, also brought to you by stackup.org. I forgot to say that because we begin today with a post from MMO Champion. And they quoted a blue post saying that the Dragonflight pre-expansion patches go live starting October 25th. So in 1 week. Yeah, we're going to be talking about this on the Group Quest weekly show. So here's what they said so far. Quote, every new adventure begins with a single step, and the journey to the Dragon Isles is nearly here with the first two pre-expansion patches go live with the completion of regional realm maintenance beginning October 25th. Phase 1, October 25th. Talent system revamp. Dragonflight contains major updates to World of Warcraft classes, centering on reintroduction of talent trees. New talent system empowers players to make creative and meaningful talent choices without compromising effectiveness, and most importantly, gives them most meaningful options to every level. Heads-up display user interface, HUD UI changes, accessibility features, rated solo shuffle. First introduced as a PvP brawl, we upped the stakes by adding ability for players to earn or lose rating with the introduction of rating solo shuffle. Players will be able to earn seasonal rewards and achievements, credit towards vicious mounts, weekly great vault progress, conquest similar rated battlegrounds and arenas, cross faction play will also be enabled. New class and race combinations. Now, phase 2 is November 15th. New race class Drakthir Evoker will be available. New zone, the Forbidden Reach. New dungeon, Uldaman, Legacy of Tyr. And in-game event, Primal Storms. Okay, so there's going to be some good stuff coming. Now, we get to some very disappointing stuff. From Kotaku, Activision did ban a Twitch streamer from a $100,000 tournament over a marriage prank. Okay, so the streamer is called Doug Sensor Martin. He goes by Sensor. And he had harassed Nadia Anime in what I just said, a marriage prank. So he was supposed to show up at the Call of Duty League Resurgence, Fortune's Keep, which was a $100,000 prize pool tournament. So while the contest took place over this past weekend and invited major sports or major esports figures such as Biffle, Maple, Huskers, all those people, he was to be there, but was banned because of that stupid joke. Because basically, he harassed Nadia. Now there was a tweet by Intel CDL, CDL Intel on Twitter. Quote, according to Sensor, Activision blocked him from competing in the $100,000 CDLR Fortune's Keep over the weekend due to him harassing Nadia. And they quoted a deleted tweet from Doug at Sensor. Also, Activision did block me from competing in the 100,000K Fortune's Keep because Nadia was playing in it. They said I harassed her. I found that quite hysterical, to be honest. Very, very interesting. Now we get to an update from Bayonetta and Helena Taylor. So this comes to us from NintendoEverything.com. And Bloomberg did publish a report on the controversy about Bayonetta 3 voice acting situation. And they did claim to have details about the negotiations between Platinum Games and Helena Taylor. So she came back and said that was an absolute lie. And basically she's saying that Platinum's trying to save themselves and the game. So whom do you believe? One or the other? Let me know at Joe Brahms. By the way, I'm going to put that Bloomberg post in our Discord like I just did there. And that should go to, well, that should be the Bloomberg post, but maybe not. We'll see. Anyway, you can go check it out. Go check out our Discord. Go to thegroupquest.com and check out the Discord there. So we go from there to something that's, hey, we start in a low swing. We will end up on a high swing, okay? Because according to Eurogamer, EA is giving a, quote, super early, unquote, view of the next Sims game. And they're calling it Project Renee, which apparently you can play this game on different platforms. So it's going to be a sub-platform type game. Right now, there's not much information that comes out with it. I think they said that Sims 4 comes out very soon. So, hey, there you go. Good stuff. And they've also said that Xbox is coming out with more stuff for Xbox Game Pass. So they're going to have Alan Wake, American Nightmare for console and PC, Backbone, Cloud console and PC, Bassmaster Fishing 2022, Cloud console and PC, Nunguns, Doppelganger Edition, Cloud console and PC, Project Wemang, Cloud console PC, Second Extinction, Cloud console and PC, Sniper Elite 4, console and cloud, and Forgotten City, cloud, console, and PC. Oh, those are the ones that are leaving Game Pass on the 31st. My bad. So let me refresh the list here. It'll be Amnesia. Okay, the following will be cloud, console, and PC. I said Amnesia. Amnesia Rebirth. Gunfire Reborn. Persona 5 Royal, Signals, Soma. Now, Phantom Abyss will be on Cloud, PC, and Xbox Series X and S, and Frog Detective will be just on PC. So, my bad. And those, the games I just said, will be on those platforms this Thursday. Now, what Eurogamer has also said, that the customizable Xbox Elite Series 2 controllers are now available. In fact, Xbox did say in a tweet, make your Xbox Series 2 your own with the Xbox Design Lab. Order yours today. And the base price for the big boy is $149.99. $150. Okay? And you could add accessories. You can do this, that, the other thing. You could change the different colors. You can change your D-pads from a directional pad to like a thumb directional pad. It's different stuff. And you could add accessories like a paddles pack. Color that up. You can get the full Elite package. Okay. There's just a lot of stuff that you can do. But keep in mind, the prices do go up as you do that. Now, DualShockers did say that PlayStation will not be left out of this argument because PlayStation 5 DualSense Edge controller will be released in January for about $200. So, hey, you got the Xbox with the customizable, PlayStation comes out with their own. Whatever. But still, this is something that looks pretty good. Lastly, if you like plushy toys, well, Tunic's got something for you. The Playable Fox is now a plushie, and it is up on their store, along with maybe a couple t-shirts, some different stuff in there, like it looks like a bag or like a box with some cloth to it. Interesting stuff. So if you're a fan of Tunic, go look up their store. And while you're looking up their store, you can look us up there on Twitter, at GroupQuest, and at DawnForge. This has been a DawnForge production 2022. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people. I'm about to. Bye-bye.